Anton Schwartz Quintet with Anton Schwartz on tenor saxophone. Dominic Farinacci was the trumpet player with Taylor Eichsty piano, John Shiflett bass, and Lorca Hart on drums. Opening up our Jazz Northwest today with an original by Anton Schwartz called Swamp Thang. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Anton Schwartz has been playing a number of gigs around town. He played Friday night at Tula's and Saturday night a loft concert with the wonderful singer Lorraine Feather. And also he's playing again today with the quintet, and they will be playing at the Marine View Church. Anton Schwartz Quintet featuring Russell Ferrante on piano, guest artist joining him, and Thomas Marriott on trumpet. Should be a great gig at the Marine View Church at 5 this afternoon. Coming up next, we're going to be listening to a group which is going to be playing at Jazz Alley next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, for the Fred Hirsch Trio, one of our very favorite pianists. And we're going to hear some music from a trio recording that was made at the Village Vanguard, a 2-CD set, which Jazz Times said is one of the 5 best albums recorded at the Village Vanguard in the last 10 years. Here's Fred Hirsch on piano, joined by his regular band, John Aber on bass and Eric McPherson on drums. And we'll hear them playing a tune, a well-worn standard that it would seem you don't need another version of, and yet he manages to make it fresh, and that's something Fred Hirsch is very skilled at. This is the Fred Hirsch Trio, alive at the Vanguard, from this moment on. Thank you. That's a brand new recording by the Michael Waldrop Big Band. It's called Time Within Itself, and we heard the title tune from the album. Now, this band, actually out of Texas, but Michael Waldrop is associate professor of music at Eastern Washington University at Cheney, and he is putting together a Northwest edition of the band, which will be making its debut at Tula's on Monday, the 27th of July, the last Monday of July. Nice-sounding band, Time Within Itself. That's a Michael Waldrop composition featuring Steve Snyder on piano, Will Campbell on alto sax, and Michael Waldrop on drums, and I think a bit of vibes there, too, at the end. He also plays vibes. Looking forward to the Northwest edition of this band. That's from a new CD on the Origin label. Fred Hirsch Trio heard before that, Alive at the Village Vanguard, with Fred at the piano, John Hebert on bass, and Eric McPherson on drums, recorded at the Vanguard in February of 2012. And we heard them playing From This Moment On. Very original treatment of that well-worn standard, as we said. Fred Hirsch Trio, this particular trio, is going to be playing next week at Jazz Alley in Seattle, Tuesday and Wednesday. A lot of big band activity around the area today, and we'd like to tell you about it next here on Jazz Northwest, coming to you from 88.5 KPLU and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. Today at the Locks, going on right now at the Chittenden Locks in Seattle, is music by the Mood Swing Big Band. The Mood Swing all-female big band is playing at the Locks. They started at 2 this afternoon, so they'll be going for another hour or so. Also, the Jazz Police play at Tula's this afternoon at 3, and the North Seattle College Jazz Band plays at 7 tonight for a short set leading into the Jim Cutler Big Band, which will finish out the evening at Tula's. As we mentioned, Anton Schwartz Quintet featuring Russell Ferrante playing at Marine View Church near Tacoma at 5. Arturo Sandoval plays his last night of his current engagement at Jazz Alley tonight. And there are jams all over the place. The Cuth Buzzard on Greenwood, Sugar in Renton, Cafe Racer in Ravenna area, Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline, and Angry Beaver in Greenwood all have jams going on today. Also at Jazz Alley next week, in addition to the Fred Hirsch Trio on Tuesday and Wednesday, the Bad Plus and Joshua Redman will be in. That's Thursday through Sunday. And Thursday, Zero G presents an all-star show at the Royal Room with Rick Wright, Fundamental Forces, Sam Boschner Quintet, and Michael Altra Quartet. That's all at the Royal Room on Thursday night. Same night, Sonando will be playing at Tula's. Jovino's Quintet, Jovino Santos Neto at Tula's on Friday night. Joe Doria, wonderful organist, leads his trio at the Triple Door Musiquarium on Friday night, and that's in addition to his regular Tuesday night late gig at the Sea Monster, so he's busy next week. Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra has its final pair of concerts of the current season next weekend. They'll be playing Saturday night at Benaroya Hall. The concert is sold out, but there are still, at last reports, some tickets available for the Sunday afternoon concert at 2 p.m. at Kirkland Performance Center. So if you'd like to see that concert, be sure to get tickets for that Sunday afternoon concert. Charles Mingus's big band music is going to be featured. Mingus didn't write a lot for big band, but a lot of people have made arrangements of Mingus's music, and that's what's going to be featured in this concert. Great selection of music for that. We'll tell you more about that a little later. There's also a Jazz for Kids concert Saturday afternoon at 4 at Benaroya Hall for the youngsters. Earshot presents Giulio Valle Trio at the Chapel next Saturday night. Wonderful Italian-born bassist who makes her home in Barcelona, and she'll be leading her trio and playing some of her original compositions. She studied for a while in New York with Scott Colley, Ben Stewart, and others. Jazz festivals beginning next week on Thursday, Vancouver and Victoria Jazz Festivals. Check their websites for more information on that. Jazzport Townsend coming up the last weekend of July, so it's a jazz-filled summer. Lots of good music coming up. Here's one of our favorite local groups. This is McTuff with Joe Doria on Hammond B3, Andy Coe on guitar, Tared Abouzid on drums, and the title tune from the album The Root. Thank you. Jason Parker Quartet plus one. Cynthia Mullis, the tenor saxophonist on that. And Cynthia Mullis' composition called You Know You Wanna. Jason Parker on trumpet, Josh Rawlings piano, Evan Flory Barnes bass, and Devon Lewis on drums. From Jason Parker's CD, Homegrown. Before that, we were listening to McTuff and Joe Doria on the Hammond B3, Andy Coe guitar, and Tariq Abouzeid at the drums, playing the title tune from Volume 3 of McTuff, The Root. The group plays at Sea Monster late set every Tuesday night, and they are also playing this coming Friday night at the Triple Door Music Aquarium. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. We're here every Sunday afternoon with a survey of the regional jazz scene. Next week on the program, we'll be bringing you some music by the Marianne Trudell Trio, Trifolia, which played at the Seattle Art Museum last Thursday in the Art of Jazz series. So I hope you'll be with us for that. Very interesting group out of Toronto. Jazz Northwest continues now with a tune from the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, which has a pair of concerts coming up next weekend featuring the music of Charles Mingus. Mingus didn't compose a lot of large ensemble music himself, but his music is so rich, his compositions are so meaty, that it has attracted a lot of arrangers to arrange his music for big band. And one of the most exciting big bands in the world is the Mingus Big Band. They are absolutely breathtaking, and I'm going to get some of that flavor with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in an all-Mingus program next weekend. The Saturday night concert at Benaroya Hall is sold out, but at last report there were some tickets for the Sunday afternoon concert. Treat your dad to a Father's Day concert if you've not made plans already with the Mingus music played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Here's one we recorded in a concert a few years ago with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra playing music of Charles Mingus as arranged by Cy Johnson, featuring solos by Michael Brockman and Jay Thomas on trumpet, Clarence Acox at the drums. This is Haitian Fight Song by Charles Mingus with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the Westerlies, a brass quartet of four young brass players originally from Seattle who now make their home in New York. They're going to be back in Seattle the end of this month when they play a concert at the Royal Room on the last Sunday of the month, the Westerlies. And that was a tune titled Barbershop. Before that, we were listening to Scenes But Not Heard. John Stoll, guitar, Jeff Johnson, bass, and John Bishop on drums, joined by Hans Teuber, the saxophonist, in his composition, C Minor Waltz. And first up in the set of three, a preview of the upcoming Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra concert from the album The Endless Search, we heard Haitian Fight Song. Music of Charles Mingus, arranged by Cy Johnson, featuring Michael Brockman on soprano sax, Jay Thomas on trumpet, and Clarence Acox on drums, and Phil Sparks on bass. Really a great collection of Mingus's music scheduled for next weekend's concerts by SRJO. Boogie Stop Shuffle, Nostalgia in Times Square, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, Haitian Fight Song, Fables of Phobos, Duke Ellington's Sound of Love, The Shoes of the Fisherman's Wife, Don't Be Afraid, The Clown's Afraid Too, Moanin', next weekend with the SRJO. That's it for me for today. Join us again next week here on Jazz Northwest for a concert by the Marianne Trudell Trio, Trifolia, recorded at the Seattle Art Museum. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley with The Art of Jazz coming up next. I'm Jim Wilkie, and you're listening to KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.